What is love? Everyone seems to believe that love is a good thing. Well, however, not all would agree on what love is. Is love that warm feeling you get when you're near a familiar person? Or is love what you feel when you hug your puppy? According to the Bible, love is caring in action. Love isn't what we feel at all, but rather what we do. First, we must understand that the essence of God is pure love. And this divine love is the foundation behind every human soul. It is always there, pure and constant. It's not something that you have to earn from God, for God never angers, God never rejects, and God never punishes you. So I pose the question to you, what is love and why is it so vital to a healthy spirit and to our growth? Hello once again and welcome into Affirmations for Living. Of course, I am your host, Reverend Edvige, and this week we look at love and how to align to it. Very interesting concept, understanding exactly that it is a choice. My guest is author Mercedes Warrick. She is a spiritual intuitive. She's a speaker and a leading consultant. Over the past 2 years, The Soul Inspired Tune-Up, which is her book, has evolved through spirit to become a guided pathway to intuitive love and alive and aligned living. So it brings me great joy to bring her in today, and we're going to really discuss what love is and how do we align to it, and then that spiritual journey, how it is a choice, and how life is really causing us to expand. So very interesting and very exciting. Of course, we want you to call in with your questions, and be patient as you call in, because it seems like people are already calling, and you might have to call back a second time if someone's on or if you don't get answered the first time. So be patient with that. That number is 323-203-0815. So we're going to take a short pause, and when we come back, Mercedes will be with us. So hello, everyone. We are back, and we are live with Mercedes Warrick. Welcome, Mercedes. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm in love. Be in love today.
Yes, indeed. Love is the theme of our day, right?
Yes.
So I don't know if you had a chance to listen to my few moments of, you know, bantering on about love. But it's a really exciting topic, and we have so much to cover. We already have people calling in. So I said, please be patient. If we don't answer right out the gate, call us back and we will get to you. So, you know, there's so much I want to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. First off, tell everyone who you are and how all of this work has come to you, because that's a really important story.
Thank you. I just want to say that I loved your opening point that we don't have to earn love.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just love that, because I think that so often, especially in my work, we're trying to, we talk a lot about shifting and changing, and that's okay. But the bottom line foundation is love is always there. God is always going to love you. And there is this force in the universe that is transformative, that can transmute anything that's going on with you, and you can transcend. So I just wanted to say that first. I just love the opening. And I'm a woman who has gone through several iterations in the last few years, and one of them is called the Soul Inspired Tune-Up. I was robbed at gunpoint in my home about 5 years ago, and that transition with the post-traumatic stress disorder and a divorce that was in some ways even worse than robbery, if you could imagine.
Wow.
I just ended up being in a place where I looked in the mirror and said, why is this all going on? And what can I do to shift change? Because some of the things that my ex-husband were doing, you know, granted, they weren't pretty, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't want to say that I was totally responsible for these things. And I've never really spoken about that this in this way before. But I looked and I said, am I lovable?
Yeah, okay. What did I do to deserve this? I'm a
yes,
good
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I took a few really deep breaths in and a really strong look in the mirror, and I prayed. And I was not a person that, the robbery put me in a space of prayer, and I wasn't a person that was in church all the time. My mother had armed us with the 23rd Psalm and the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
And I began to look inwardly. And so here I am. April 16th of 2010, I began to get a spiritual download, and I went down to my computer, and I wrote, Loving Me When Success Is My Sacred Right, from the Soul-Inspired Tune-Up. And, of course, at that point, I didn't have any idea what the Soul-Inspired Tune-Up was, and it has evolved over the course of the last 2 years, to now, 2 years, actually, to now we're in this wonderful process called the Visionscape System, and it is really aligning yourself to love-aligned living, to make the choice to be in love every day.
And it is a choice. You know, it's so very interesting because often as I speak to people, and I know even from my experience, you know, the universe has an interesting way of getting us back on our path. I call it chaos to bring you into harmony. And so you mentioned, you know, that traumatic experience that you had being held at gunpoint. Well, for me, it was a car accident. And so my awakening began back in 04 after a car accident. And I was, you know, the visions and the dreams and everything began at that time. And it's so very interesting how when we have a particular goal, a particular reason for being here, and, you know, it's to help people, the universe will say, it's time to wake up. Hello, you know, and so it's fascinating to me just that one point alone, how the universe will cause a little chaos to bring us into harmony. But it often brings us into harmony, and, you know, we almost thank it and bless it, because without that, perhaps we would not be on this path that we're on today, which is where you're supposed to be. So everything is so divine. And in that, you can really release and let go that it was something tragic, and you can put it away and release it. So, you know, really has just a blessing to be able to know that it had a higher meaning to it. And so a wonderful thing.
One of the things that I'm really wanting to talk about is that we don't have to be in a place of tragedy in order to be able to experience and feel the glory of the creative divine, the creative source, God, source, creator.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your higher source, the language that you use for your higher source, we don't have to be there. We don't have to have robbery at gunpoint or a tragedy like a car accident. And so that's been the stepping into, and that's been the evolution of the tune-up from 2011 to 2012, now going into 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And as we learn how to visionscape, as we learn how to put into our minds the visions of and hopes and dreams that we have, the desires that we have, and learn how to feel them and taste them and experience them before they're here, right? That's what visionscaping is, creating this intuitive daydream and then stepping into that glory, into that space. It connects us with the divine, and we are human. So the more success we have in this area, the more we go, oh, that really worked, right?
Well, you know, and what makes so much sense about that, back when these things happened to us, we didn't have this Inspire tune-up. And so we were getting what we were a vibrational match to. We no
right.
longer have to expand. We no longer have to be a vibrational match to these lower energies. We don't have to experience those things anymore to expand. And that's why you've been given this gift of this Inspire tune-up, because we have moved past that. And what's wonderful, as we expand and evolve, we cause everyone to do so. So, you know, a real important note here that we no longer have to go through the lower vibrational crap to get to the higher vibrational stuff, which is awesome.
I love the word crap. I'm going to use the word crud. So, these highly spiritual terms today.
Hello, I know. Huh? It's all good.
Yeah.
But reality is, we're keeping it real, aren't we? Because as we were going through those things, I'm sure we had a lot more colorful words to describe it. So trust me, we've cleaned it up quite a bit.
I think the thing I love about the tune-up and visionscaping is it really is a tool for clearing the crud,
mm-hmm.
okay? And giving us a place to cope. It gives us this place of peace where we can cope and sort of look at the expansion or look at the vision that's around us, think about things that we may see things and think about things in ways we haven't, wouldn't have even approached before, and then really step into what is alignment, what is love alignment, what is love-inspired lifestyle. So I'm really loving visionscaping. It's pretty cool.
So now if someone were to come to you, what would be the first step in this visionscaping? What would you do?
Well, the Solar Fire tune-up itself is 21 verses that that have a lower energy. I am hurt. I am angry. I am feeling like I'm not enough. I'm in lack, those sorts of things. And then it pairs it up with a higher energy frequency, the I am. So there are things that are, there's phrases that are, I am the sacred point of light. I'm infinite light. Mm-hmm. I am blessed. I'm content. And through that process, you begin to scrub away, do some spiritual hygiene so that you can hear the voice. You can hear the inspiration. So what visionscaping is that there's 54 cards. There's 21 cards that are in that Loving Me When sequence, and then mm-hmm. there's another 21 cards that are in the I Am. And then energy. How do we energize things? Energizing Love 365 is the tagline for the book or the subtitle for the book.
Okay.
And so we energize the love vibration, energize our choice to be in love. And we can do that through understanding the spiritual energy that we all have and can align with and heal and nurture, which is through the chakra system.
Mm-hmm.
The chakras are aligned with all of our emotions, our physical body, the organs in our body, our spiritual self, the spiritual God self. And we learn how to cleanse and clear that area as well and nurture it and then use it to activate. And then the final thing in the tune-up is this wonderful, wonderful meditation that was everything in this book, like 95% of this book was completely downloaded through spirit.
That's amazing
in itself.
Very
little of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just amazing.
So, I Am Divine Magnificence was given to me, and we talk through the chakras, and we go through and we actually activate the God energy in each one of these vital energy, spiritual energy centers within ourselves. So there's at least three different ways of using visionscaping.
Wonderful.
And the first thing that we do with somebody is we ask them, sometimes people come with a situation. My newest client was stuck writing a book as an example.
Okay.
And we pulled a card for her,
mm-hmm.
and she's a PhD and a wonderful lady and has a lot to contribute, a lot to say. Couldn't get it out. And so I said, okay, you want to write a book. Let's pull a card. And so when we pulled the card, it was one of the cards in the lower 21, and that we started talking. Now, when you're working with me one-on-one, there's this little thing that you get, which is spiritual intuitive. It's not really little. It's God.
You think? Oh, yeah.
Yes. That flows through me, and I speak in the language of spirit. I am a channel, and it sounds like a different language. It's not English. And then
I've heard it, so yes, I can verify. It doesn't sound like anything you know.
Yeah. and it's like you're at the United Nations, so then I sit quietly for a moment, and then the English comes through. So when you're working with me, we'll pull a card and we'll come up with what the game plan is. Sometimes it's the energy clearing. We'll do some Reiki. I am a Reiki master. I have been given spiritual attunements that I can do. We'll do the I Am Divine Magnificent sequence to make sure you're energetically cleansed and cleared and receptive to hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day you pull a card. And there's a process that we can go through, release, align, energize, and elevate. Each card has that sequence in the lower 21. And through breathing, which again is another form of energizing energy, energizing the cleansing sequence, we breathe out anything that's not serving us well. And then we affirm, I am success. Success is my sacred right. And so what I generally recommend for people is that you do this process a minimum of 21 days, but it's not necessary. You can pull a card when you feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, the other way of using the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, the Visionscape system, is to affirm what energy will best support me in what I am aligning to do, right? And so you've got this sort of spiritual balancing, spiritual alignment that happens as you're going through. So it can be in general, just because you're living every day, you want to be in that space of love and spirit every day, but you can actually apply this technique, this system, to something that you'd like to accomplish.
Okay, so say for an example, I want to write that best-selling book. So what energy would I need to be focused on throughout the duration of me, you know, sitting and writing?
Well, it's not so much the duration, it's as step by step.
Okay.
Spiritual courage is your persistent action towards achievement.
Okay.
Right? So every day you wake up and you're aligned with whatever energy that happens to be. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to pull a card for you. Would you like that?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
We'll do that. Let's just open the session and open our energy to our listeners and align with love as a community.
Okay.
And the prayer out of the Visionscape systems is one love. In the name of all that is holy and divine, this moment is dedicated to one love, inspired love that is all and universal. Love is you and love is me. Love, the flowing energy that is the universe, that is humanity, that is earth. I am love, devoted to creating love everywhere in everything I do and with everyone. I am love in connection with divine source always. I give praise and gratitude to my prophets, the ancient ones, the wise ones, the healing ones, and the ones of my ancestry, to divine God and Holy Father, to source, God, Creator, Great Spirit. I welcome your guidance as I live love as my foundation every day. I am love I am, and so it is.
So it is. Wow.
Okay. So let's get that best-selling book out of your energy system and manifest it in pure reality here.
Amen to that.
Amen. All right. I'm just running my hands along the cards. If you could ask me to stop at one point, and I'll pull a card, I'll select a card for you.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Now, this is a public forum, so I need anybody that we work with today, I need to say that to you. We go into places that you're not comfortable. Please just let me know that, and we will stop at any time.
Okay. yeah, really. Thousands of people listening.
That was in general. That wasn't specifically for you.
It's like your dirty laundry is about to be revealed.
Yes. you pulled card 17 here, loving me when I can't forgive. Forgive, or can't forgive, unable to renounce anger or resentment. I don't know what the topic of your book is, but don't tell me yet. Right here, right now, I choose to release from being unforgiving. This is the release sequence, and then we would breathe three times, inhale through the nose and exhale, inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Would you like to do this with me?
Yes.
And then we'll go in and see what else is going on here.
Okay.
And the I am, the God source energy, the creative energy that's going with writing that book is I am that I am, and we know that that is the highest source in connection with the divine. So, anono yeke iena na yoko iena anana yoko yeke na na yeke na onono yeke, and then for our listeners, that is this channel coming through. Anana hono na iena na yeke na hanana yoko. Edwige, let's do this together.
Okay.
Right here, right now, I choose to release from being unforgiving.
Right now, right here, right now, I choose to release being unforgiving.
And sigh, breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth three times. And as the three and the nine are very important, it's the connection to humanity, it's the connection to Mother Earth, and it's the connection to the divine source creation. So as you release, as you breathe in through the nose and now exhale through the mouth, imagine that you're releasing anything that is blocking you from writing this book out through your fingertips and out through your toes. And bringing it into the earth, into humanity, and into the divine. Breathing in and releasing, exhaling through the mouth. One more time, breathe in and exhale through the mouth. Now we're going to align with the love vibration. Loving me when I can't forgive. Say that with me.
Loving me when I can't forgive.
Love is my foundation.
Love is my foundation.
Being unforgiving is a moment in the past.
Being unforgiving is a moment in the past.
Energizing now. Love is abundance.
Love is abundance.
Success is my sacred right.
Success is my sacred right.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
And we're going to take 3 breaths. Normally it's 10. I mean, normally it's 9, but today we're going to take 3.
Okay.
And breathe in. I am success connecting with earth.
I am success connecting with earth.
Success is my sacred right.
Success is my sacred right.
Connecting with humanity. I am success.
I am success.
Success is my sacred right.
Success is my sacred right.
And connecting with the universe creator. I am success.
I am success.
Success is my sacred right.
Success is my sacred right.
Now I'm going to read I am that I am. The God is in the heavens is universal love. And the God within you is universal love. And the God within me is universal love. And the God that is the butterfly and the God that is the rat is universal love, one and the same. Mm-hmm. Higher source is spiritual love, and we are one with it. Do you want something to change? Find the source of love and know that you are one. I am success. Success is my sacred right. Now, the other part of the Visionscape program is that you have the opportunity to design your intuitive daydream.
Okay.
Let's do this really quickly. You know, it seems like what's going on with your book is that there's a little piece of it that's really... It feels like a piece of this book is very personal for you,
mm-hmm.
the things that you want to write. And even though you want to get it out into the world, you're not quite ready to sort of be that exposed and vulnerable.
Is that understood. How- Understood.
Does that have meaning for you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, onono ieke na hana na yoko ieke, ie na na yoko ieke na na hana na yoko, ie na ieke na na yoko. So, there are ways to tell the story. So, there's 2 ways to present the story. Onono ieke. And a piece of this is, a piece of you is feeling like if you don't say it in the way that makes you the most naked and the most raw, the most vulnerable, that you're not going to be in integrity.
Mm.
Does that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like right on the dime. Yeah.
Okay. Spirit would ask that you walk and listen very deeply to the messages that are within you. And if you write from that divine creation or that divine source, the words will come perfectly. Don't write your book, or at least a section of your book, don't write it in the humane, or Spirit calls it the humanness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go inside, like do a meditation or go for a walk. Do the thing that inspires you to live from the inside, from that interconnectedness with the source God that's within you, because it's one. And then write this portion of the book from that area. And Spirit is showing me that it might even be easier for you in the space to actually dictate it,
mm-hmm.
and then have it come through in a way that is... Onono ieke ie na 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 yoko ie na na ieke. There is a great yearning within you to really be truthful in this area. Onono ieke. And if you, the block is when you sit and write it, like when you sit to put your fingers on the keyboard,
mm-hmm.
right? Onono ieke. But if you could just sit quietly and almost like begin to tell a story like you're having a conversation with Spirit or a conversation with your guardian angel. And through that energy, we'll be able to get what you're feeling or what you're wanting to come out in a way that will honor you and honor your private personal space, yet create the balance of being able to be honest and authentic and within integrity with the public.
Wonderful.
With the readers that you're attempting to reach.
Okay.
Does that have some meaning for you?
Absolutely. And it's quite personal, you know, and yeah, that has absolute meaning. I would say to everyone listening, give Mercedes a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, the last part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the last part, if you had the system in front of you, the last piece of this is you could design your intuitive daydream now, knowing that information that I've given you. That's the added benefit of working with me directly. But if you had the book in front of you, there's another piece of this. Are you energizing universal love by seeking and understanding the source love within all as the source love within you? So this thing that's holding you back a little bit, there's love in that. There's God in everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're connecting and as you're getting ready to dictate or write or whatever you do, connect with the love source within this particular item or this particular story that you're wanting to tell, mm-hmm. and let it co-collaborate with you as you bring it forth into the world.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Lovely.
So that's what visionscaping looks like.
Makes sense to me. So now, you know, in looking at your book and all the things that you write, you say that love is a choice. So explain to our audience how it is a choice and what makes it a choice.
Well, sometimes we can get really attached to our anger, and it gives us sort of this place of righteousness. That's just one example. So it's a lot easier to be angry than it is to breathe and love yourself enough to take a really good, strong look in the mirror or look at the situation or look at the person,
mm-hmm.
Make the choice to shift. And shifts don't have to be these big. Visionscaping is a 5-degree shift that ignites your power to change, okay? It does not have to be this wholesale 365-degree, overwhelming, too big, not able to really accomplish or see how it's going to get done shift or change.
Mm-hmm.
So you love yourself a little bit every day. And when we're doing the actual soul-inspired tune-up itself, one of the things that Spirit said was just show up. If you can just show up every day at the appointed time, whatever time you've decided to do your work or to be present with Spirit, you can just show up every day. Spirit will partner with you. And Spirit has enough love to assist you and to guide you when you don't have enough love for yourself to guide and love yourself forward.
You know what? Boy, that's really, really important. So regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're feeling about yourself, know that you are divinely loved. And so if you would just get halfway there, so how do you get halfway there? How do you, you know, get to a close enough place where you can begin to feel that you're loved if you're just so distraught and you're so, you know, not believing yourself to be worthy? How do you do the work to find yourself worthy? Does that make sense?
Wow, that's a big one. I think that I think in my work, what I see is that people are yearning. It's almost like this drumbeat on their soul. And they get sort of pushed to a place that you have to take action. And I'm not talking about this necessarily in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about I Am Love, I Am, and the program that starts on, I think, Wednesday the 14th, a week from...
Yeah, we have to talk about that.
And that's a good example of me being kind of pushed, because for the last 3 years, I've wanted to do this program where people could just be, that people could just explore what it would look like to be in love or to have a love-aligned lifestyle, and to help women in particular, just because of my story, help women come to this place. And there's some things happening with me right now, and it's kind of like, well, you know, might as well do it now because, you know, here I am. And I'm really kind of being shoved into really understanding my identity as a spiritual intuitive, and understanding what that means, and that it's okay, and that I can be vibrant and alive and make a living doing this.
Absolutely.
And I'm being shoved. I'm being shoved into this place, and I'm like, okay, by donation, people please just come, because this is the thing that I love the most, and this is the thing that I would, this is the thing that I hope that people, this is the tool that I hope people can use to adapt. So it's not always that, again, it's not the car crash or the robbery at gunpoint, but there may be a book that's in you that you want to come out, and you're just feeling like it's just, you can't stand it anymore. You've got to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't know how.
So then there comes that stream of all possibilities. I know you sent that information to me. Then, you know, wow, we're on that path, and then all of a sudden all of these little points start to appear where we can have many possibilities. How do we know which one to choose, or do we have to?
I don't know that we have to choose. I think the way we make those choices, it becomes very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case that we're talking about right now, which is my home, you know, the choices are to stay in the home, to leave, and perhaps even leave Las Vegas. That's in the stream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do something to, quote unquote, save the home. You know, put on the cape and go, here we come to save the house. You know.
Yes. Well, yeah. And we're in Vegas, for anyone who doesn't know. And so, yeah, the real estate market here is crazy.
It's crazy. It's crashing. And or you can choose to, there's just all of these different options, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no shame in whatever option you choose.
Absolutely.
And part of the path is thy will be done. For me personally, part of my path is thy will be done. Okay. God, which way are we going today? I mean, when I put my feet down on the ground, I literally say, okay, Spirit, which way are we going today? And I get a sort of spiritual things to do with. And the days that I'm discombobulated is the days that they're off taking a vacation.
Well, and you know, that's so true. Before I utter a word to my husband or to anyone, I ask Spirit to guide me and what it is I can doing in this day to be of service. And it's so important that we really connect to our God self, and to allow that higher presence, your I Am presence, to be that divine director of your material experience. Because guess what, folks? That higher God self wants the absolute very best for you. And we sometimes have to get out of the way and allow things to unfold as the divine knows they should. So yeah, it's just fabulous when you can really, but that takes a lot of work. Heaven knows that takes effort, because that little tiny voice so wants to control us, you know, so we really have to focus and let go of that ego so that we can hear that clear, still voice and really be divinely guided. And the streams of possibility then just become magnificent, and there is no wrong choice. Everything just leads to perfection.
And a new way of thinking and new expansion for yourself.
Yes.
Even if you think that it's a mistake at the time.
Exactly.
You'll look back and go, wow.
Wow.
I am, or look at how much stronger I am, or I would have never ended up in this place, and I met the love of my life, or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, or you found the perfect home. You're sitting on the beach now, and you're doing, you know, you're writing your book from this beautiful beach, or you have clients coming in, and you're overlooking the canyon. I mean, just all sorts of amazing things can come from it when we start to let go of the control that we think we have. You know, so fascinating.
So it looks like, oops, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. So again, how do we, you know, because I really want clarity for myself and for the audience, how do we choose to be in the space of love. It's just a conscious thing where we say, okay, today I am love. And of course, we're talking always about agape love, which is the spiritual love that is far less important on what one receives, but it's what we're able to give. And so that's the love that transcends all things. Mm-hmm. And how do we, if life just isn't going well, how do we stop in our tracks and say, today I choose love?
You select a card out of Visionscapes. Mm-hmm. You take the 3 to 5 minutes that it takes to do the meditation. Mm-hmm. You breathe and you listen to your body and what your body is saying and where you're hurting a little bit. And you have acceptance that this is where I am today, because sometimes even doing all of this wonderful work and using this wonderful tool isn't going to make the shift dramatic enough for you to be in, sunshine and daffodils.
Exactly.
Life is real, okay? And then you go through, you make choice about what's going to bring you to a place of peace and happiness. A lot of times we talk about, and this is very, very important, a lot of times we talk about being spiritual beings and going through this physical experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
And life is real. And if we can just accept where we are in that moment, and tomorrow's another day, and believe me, tomorrow may be full of crud too, all right? But you have a process in place, whether it's visionscaping, the soul-inspired tune-up, prayer, going out and taking a walk, hugging your child, your puppy, your dog, something that you love, eating your favorite food, something, dancing, shifting the music that you're listening to. Music and sound, very important in all of this. That's why we affirm through our speech, it connects to the universal
energy. It sure does.
Energy. Mm-hmm. And I call it the universal jackhammer, because if something's really eating at you and you're going to stand in the force of your conviction, which simply means you're going to stand in love, stand with your spiritual high self and your spiritual high source and ask for guidance. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all saying that this is going to completely, wipe away what's in front of you, but it will definitely give you a tool so that you'll come to that place of peace within you, and then you'll be able to breathe and take another look at it. And I can almost guarantee you that it will look differently, because you'll be in a different place. You will have shifted your internal energy and aligned yourself with your high source and aligned yourself with just the emotion of love. Love is the fuel that pumps gratitude into the world, pumps joy into the world. And so once you make that choice, things will look different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring love and choice and acceptance into your energy stream and still be in the same place you were a minute ago.
True. And
it's impossible to do that.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, you have to be honest and truthful with yourself, because a lot of times, especially as women, we'll pretend and we'll overlook and we'll do so many things when it comes to relationships or jobs or whatever, and we'll just kind of fake our way through. And that's not being, true to yourself or honoring yourself. So you really, really have to look with open eyes. Mm-hmm. And to get to the core of who you are and to the core of the issues you have. And that's what's important about what you're offering. It's not sugarcoating anything. It's making you really examine who you are and where you are and how to get down to the core of what's going on, how to address it and release. Because I'm always talking about we have to release. Well, this is a really good tool for doing that. But then not only releasing, because that's only half the equation, but then to fill up that new space with I am love, I am light, I am divine magnificence, all of those things that now we can truly embrace and feel the truth about it for ourselves. And that will just change everything, because when you can begin to really feel that you are love, feel that you are a divine being, feel all of these things, then your whole world changes. And so, I definitely say what an amazing gift soul the universe has given you. So I want to thank you. Yeah.
There were some people that you said might have questions and things. Should we?
Well, let's see. I don't know if anyone... Let me give out the number again because I'm not showing anyone just at this point, so that's okay. If you have any questions, you want to participate, please give us a call. That number is 323-203-0815. What happened? They called when we first came on, and it's like, no, you have to call back while we're actually in the show. You can't call within the first 2 minutes of it. You have to give us a time to talk first. So please call back. Again, that is 323-203-0815.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. But all is well. Everything is so divine. And so, you know, it's important. Why don't we talk a little bit about, because we're actually nearing our time, why don't we talk about what you're starting? I think it's November 14th, and give everyone all the contact information for that.
Well, the website is www.thesoulinspiredtuneup.com, and there's a tab on the site that says I Am Love, I Am. And this is going to be a no-fee, by donation only, teleconference or teleclass where I will take people through, over the 6 weeks, different aspects of the soul-inspired tune-up and the Visionscape system. And part of the reason I was spiritually guided to just pass the basket. I had four visions of this basket going. There was a circle of people, and this basket was going around. And I think, my hourly rate is not exorbitant by any chance, but it is a little piece of money. And I wanted to have people have a place through this holiday season to be able to have access to a tool that can help them if they're having a time of it through the holidays. Mm. And I have suffered through post-traumatic stress disorder. The robbery left me a little jittery, and the holidays are a time of noise and exuberance and loving. And sometimes there were a few years that I was in my house by myself. I have a wonderful community around me now. So I wanted to give people who might not ordinarily have a chance, or people who have a desire to understand more of the way of how to use visionscaping, to be able to have access to it. It really is about having access. We're going to talk about, let me see, I just started this. We're going to talk about visionscaping, a pathway to clearing the crud, coping and creating a love-inspired lifestyle. I'm going to show you how to create a sacred space. The way that you set your eyes, even when you're in public, can allow you to set personal boundaries around yourself. Sometimes when we've had those, when we're in a place of vulnerability, it's hard to allow somebody to walk up right on top of you. Or, people will be pushing and maybe the noises are loud. And how do you just go to that inner space, especially when you're in a public space? And how do you go to that sacred space and allow yourself to feel the God source within yourself? We're going to talk about the spiritual energy that is the chakras and how to align yourself. We're going to also talk about intuitively designing your changes, shifts, and desires so that you can be in this place and you can create your intuitive daydreams and experience success as you're moving towards what you're wanting to accomplish. And sometimes what we're wanting, and I'm talking about this from a very personal standpoint, because when I first got into my home, it was just a safe haven. I was so internally hurt by the things that had happened to me that I just wanted to crawl inside and never come out. Mm. And you can intuitively begin to design your changes and your shifts and become creative and see your life in another way. And I promise you that if you can just show up with the tune-up, some of this hurt that may be affecting you can be washed away. I'm specifically, I'm specifically reaching out to any, men are welcome as well, but to any woman in particular that has undergone any physical violence or domestic violence. The holidays are a time that these things escalate. you know. So we really want to give you some tools. We're going to talk about in week four acceptance, choice, tolerance, and love. And some of that will be, that will be the session that I'll be in spirit the most, probably. And we're going to talk about how we can start making these very courageous changes. My mother had a phrase that she would say to me, it's just, you have to have the courage to think that you can be successful, the courage to think success. And sometimes women who have been in these situations of domestic violence or other violent things, you don't even believe that you can. And I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can.
Indeed.
And I get emotional about it. But you can. And you can, and this tool that Spirit has given me, that God has given me, called the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, will give you a way to just be. We're going to talk about fertilizing your lotus blossom, how to get some rest, renewal, realign, rejuvenate, and this will be a group healing session. I'll actually be doing some healing work over the phone. And then we're going to visionscape in the last week, and you'll have a chance to, all of these sessions, you'll have a chance for Q&A and ask me questions. But in that particular last session, we're really going to talk about hopes, dreams, desires, and we're going to do some real visionscaping.
So now, are you going to be doing that once a week, or how often will that?
It's Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You go to the I Am Love I Am tab on the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, and you put your donation in the basket, and then we will send you the phone number. And the donation is a really key in part, because sometimes when we're in these states of being, we don't think that we have anything left to give, and it's the circulation. It's very important that you circulate, that you give, and that there's no parameters on what that looks like.
You know, well, so we give as we wish to receive, and we have to always give with a clear and open heart. So, you know, really think about that before you send in that money, because it's very interesting that important that we give as we wish to receive. And so if you're wanting to get a lot from this, if you're wanting to find abundance, if you're wanting to find your joy, your peace, your love, what is that worth to you? Give what it is worth to you, because it really matters. And then you're setting the tone, you're setting the intention then for, as you give abundantly, so shall it come back to you abundantly. And that is the law of the circle. And so really remember that, because I can, just from this session with you, I can say that, the clarity that comes from your gift is amazing. So with that, I just want to thank you. Believe it or not, it's been 1 hour. So if you have any closing thoughts and ideas that you'd like to share, please do so now.
Well, I'm in love, and I'm in love every day, and I'm so grateful to Spirit and God for allowing me to be the channel to bring this information and this tool to people. And I just pray, and I really hope, that everything that you want to have accomplished, that you have a way, and that you see a way, and you see the light of Spirit, and you connect that light of Spirit to the oneness that is the God self within you. And I'm so grateful, Edwige, for this time.
Thank you.
Want to reach me, soulinspiredtuneup.com. My line is 702-348-8800, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much.
Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye. And so
bye-bye.
This has been Affirmations for Living. I want to remind you that you can always find me on my website, affirmationsforliving.net, and follow me on Facebook and so forth. You know, I have the new phone app out that's available right now on Android, and it's called Awakened. So if you download that, it's free. You can follow everything where I'm teaching and so forth. I want to leave you with this. And so to answer my earlier question as to why love is so vital, I leave you with this last statement. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Love indeed makes the world go round. And so I bid you farewell, and take care, be blessed, and be in love. Till next time.